Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sir and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 8:05 Thursday morning. It's Thursday. This part of the show is brought to you by Volvo.
Are you playing Wham?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. It's Christmassy, right?
Right.
Yeah. You like it?
Sure.
You gave it away.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And congratulations to whoever wins the 12 days of holiday. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Bay Club. Love us some Bay Club. Ease back into your routine today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/routine to get started. In case you missed the news, Alice in Winterland has been postponed. This is not a cancellation. If you have tickets, they're going to be honored at the event as soon as we reschedule it. So they're looking to put together dates for January or February. We got to figure it. There's a lot of moving parts there, a lot of acts and a lot of stuff with the venue. But hold on to those tickets. We're getting John Mayer. He had his appendix out on Tuesday. And I mean, the guy's Instagramming selfies from his hospital room with his Johnny on. That's how bored he is, sitting in the hospital. Believe me, he wants to get back out there.
Have you ever done time in the hospital?
I have done some time in the hospital.
Oh, you had kids. Of course you have.
Yeah. Well, and I had my appendix out when I was a kid. I was there for a few days. It was a much bigger deal back then. It seems like now they go and they do this laparoscopic thing, but, you know, the guy's been told by his doctors you got to hang until the new year. Don't be getting out there. You know, singing takes some serious gut muscles and some, I'm sure they're like, dude, you just had a surgery.
Right.
You can't go do all the things you think you can. So hold on to those tickets. They'll be honored. Don't lose the tickets. They're not issuing any new tickets. We don't have more tickets here. If you've got tickets, hold on to them. That's the important piece. Okay, we're going to start with people's 25 most intriguing people of 2017.
When you teased that, I thought to myself, who am I intrigued by? And of course, just a pile of really hot chicks crossed my mind.
There are some really hot chicks in here.
I can't believe Sofia Vergara crosses my mind immediately. Right. And then Emily Ratajkowski of all the people.
I guess they're just not that, and we know a lot about them, so they're not as intriguing. I'll tell you the one that hit me. Oh, go ahead.
Then I went, okay, now be a little more grown up about this. Elon Musk is probably on the list.
Elon Musk is not on the list. I'm with you. I find him fascinating.
I would have guessed that for sure he was there. Okay.
Me too.
I don't have a worthwhile
guess then.
It's
pretty light, this list.
Oprah.
No. We know all about her. She's not that intriguing
people
anymore.
People still like her.
So there are a few sort of heavies on here. They've got John McCain, diagnosed with brain cancer, one of the few people in Congress who does bipartisan. He sort of makes a decision based on what he really thinks and doesn't just walk the party line. So they put him down. So he's a serious one. Joe Biden. And they put him on here because he decided not to run for president. He had quite a year leading up to when he would have had to say yes or no. He lost a son, right, to brain cancer?
Yes.
And then... are the Bidens the family where the one kid dies and then
there was a change of partners?
Right. The widow of that one marries the brother who was married to someone else already.
Uh-huh.
So they had a year.
Yes.
They've also got Carmen Yulin Cruz. She's the mayor of San Juan who criticized the U.S. federal relief efforts after Hurricane Maria decimated Puerto Rico. So there's some pretty serious ones on here. The rest are pretty light.
So you said this was from People magazine?
People magazine.
Oh,
and they know people. So they've got the 25 most. The one that really caught my eye and the one I thought you would be interested in is, and I have not heard much about this young lady. Maybe you have. Seems like she'd be more on your radar than mine. Cindy Crawford's daughter with Randy Gerber. Her name's Kaya Gerber.
No idea.
She's about 16.
Mm-hmm.
Or she is 16. She's a 16-year-old daughter.
Why would she be on my radar?
Because she's a model, and she looks exactly like Cindy Crawford.
Oh.
No mole.
All right.
But so I'm looking at some pictures. I was like, oh, I gotta, let's take a look at this. She's the spitting image. Are you looking? Oh, he's getting the winner.
He's getting the winner. I've seen her before, but she's always in the tabloids because she's so skinny.
People think she's anorexic. She's a stick figure. She's the longest, skinniest legs you've ever seen in your life.
Healthy. Mm.
This is the daughter does.
Yep.
Well, if she's 16, then she hasn't gotten her female form yet.
Yeah.
Or she could totally have an eating disorder.
Yeah. But you'd think
it's not really for us to speculate about.
You'd think that her mom, knowing the industry the way she does, would be pretty locked into what her daughter's up to. Don't you think?
You would hope so, Vin. You'd hope that, you know, she'd... Although nobody wants to listen to their mother at age 16. You know nothing, mother. But she's following her mom's footsteps because she's 16 years old and she is a...
What's her name again?
Kaia. K-A-I-A. Yeah, pop her up and look at the images. It's uncanny.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful. Just looks just like... And you know, look, she's a good-looking kid like anybody else. But the thing is, her mom is like the supermodel and she looks like her.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, she's a shoo-in in the fashion world.
Oh, yeah, she's...
Super skinny.
Well, those legs, like...
Those knobby knees.
They actually... don't appear that they've ever walked anywhere.
Right. There doesn't seem to be any
muscle
tone on there.
Does someone carry you everywhere you go? You need to get into the gym, young lady.
I just walk really slowly. So Kaia's on the list. I thought you would find that interesting. I'm going to start from the top and just go through a few of these. They gave the top spot to Bruce Springsteen because he's doing Broadway now. They found that intriguing and put him at the top of their list. They put Ariana Grande at number two. They say she's matured from a donut-licking America hater to a woman who didn't back down after that terrifying attack at the Manchester show she was doing. Number three, and they actually did a couple of HGTV people. They've got Chip and Joanna Gaines. Fixer Upper is their show, and they actually quit the show while they were on top. They say it's not because we're falling apart as a family. It's because we feel like we're famous enough, and we want to, you know... We're worth tons of money. We want to keep going with all our brands. And maybe they will do other shows because I've heard some rumblings about that too. But
I imagine they if they say they want back in, HGTV will send an airplane.
Right. I would think that if they didn't like, you know, they had all this other stuff going on. Like he's got this construction company. She's got this Magnolia home business that she's got. She's going to be making tons of money off that. I'm sure that's going to go wide. But I'm sure that they... We're like, you know, we don't need this TV show anymore. We've got all the fame we need. The business is booming, and we don't have time to deal with the businesses because we're doing this TV show. I bet they do specials.
Mm.
I bet it'll be like once in a while they'll let a camera crew come in as they redo a house, and they'll just do specials. And I'll be like, oh, my God, I can't wait to see the Chip and Joanna Gaines special.
Must watch, right?
Must watch TV. The other HGTV people that they have on here are the Property Brothers. They have them at number 18. This is people's 25 most intriguing. I actually find them the least intriguing people. They are like as
annoying.
As much as I love Chip and Joanna, those two Property Brothers and that stupid formulaic show that they do, no thanks.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I'm not into them. They're dorks. It's just because they're twins that people are into them. You know, twins get extra points for no reason.
Okay.
Stupid twins. Jordan Peele, they put at number four on this list.
I like him.
Because of the serious undertones in his movie, Get Out. That's what they're specifically naming. Nicole Kidman is at number five because she's still at the top of her game, winning an Emmy for Big Little Lies and getting an Oscar nomination for Lion. They've got Tiffany Haddish at number six.
Oh.
And maybe it's Haddish. I saw her. I had not seen her before. She's a comedian. She was in Girls Trip, and that kind of shot her up, her notoriety way up.
But what did she just do?
SNL.
Oh, okay.
She hosted it, and she was freaking... I was like, this person I've never seen before, I'm in love with. I love her. So she's at number six on people's 25 most intriguing people. They got Colin Kaepernick on here. They put Blake Shelton on. Because he was named People's Sexiest Man Alive. So they find him intriguing because they named him the sexy. Yeah, I found that intriguing too, people. Kumail Nanjiani from The Big Sick.
Oh.
Well, from Silicon Valley, but yes, because of his movie, The Big uh-huh. Sick, his sort of life story with his wife, they put him on the list at number 9. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, because people is obsessed with the British royals. Gal Gadot, because Wonder Woman inspired all us women to be just a little bit more badass. Elizabeth Moss, they have at number 12 on their 25 most intriguing people because of The Handmaid's Tale, which is a Hulu show. And if you know, they're all up there. So you could do that free trial of Hulu, the 30-day trial, and then because that is a show worth watching. The book is a book worth reading, too. It's excellent. And she did such a good job. So there's going to be a season 2, apparently. They left it with quite a.
If you want to get Hulu, that is.
Right. But, you know, I was actually wondering about this because sometimes you can buy, like you could buy The Sopranos on DVD, and I assume plenty of other shows, you know, after they had already come out. So if people don't want to subscribe to Hulu, but they hear about these cool shows, will they be releasing DVDs, you know, in time for Christmas, that kind of thing? Like, that seems like a good way to make a little extra money on it.
I bet you they're all trying to figure out how to do all the stuff right now. It's got to be. Or not DVDs, but just on iTunes.
Sure,
right?
Oh, right. Huh. See if you can buy The Handmaid's Tale on iTunes, Uzi.
Okay, I'll look.
No, you're on the air, Vin. Julia Roberts is number 13. I find her very unintriguing. I've known her for years, but she was named People Magazine's Most Beautiful Woman for fifth time.
So I just read an article about her not too long ago where she said, my marriage is the thing and that guy has made my life. And then I'm in the grocery store just yesterday or the day before, and it's got her with a suitcase and it's her blaming her husband. And I'm like,
who's this?
Julia Roberts.
Oh.
And I was just like, well,
well, they got a good picture of her with a suitcase and said, how can we spin this?
Right. And that's what that was? Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because that's the latest on her relationship.
You can, Sarah, buy The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, you can?
On DVD. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can buy it on DVD, but not download it from iTunes or Amazon
sorry,
or wherever.
Look on iTunes. Let me look.
I don't know. Just, you know, if you can get a hold of it without having to subscribe. Let's see here.
Yes, you can.
Oh, you can.
Yeah, although how many seasons? I'm seeing
just one.
Okay,
one season.
Season one on iTunes.
Yep.
Oh, that's
they've
great.
Got it in every version. Actually, audiobooks. They've got a book, and they've got the first season.
The book is great. It's and obviously in a book they go a lot more deeply into sort of what's happening in this whole new America that The Handmaid's Tale is based in. It's a I highly recommend it. Anyway, there's you know, plenty of other people on here, but I'm not going to do every single one of them. Adele's 21 mm-hmm. has fallen off the charts.
Bye.
For the first time in 353 weeks.
Dang.
Hold on.
It's a lot of weeks. Divided by 50. You can do this, Vin. You can do it.
7?
Yep, almost 7 years.
Wow.
It debuted at number one on the Billboard 200 in March of 2011, and it's been on the charts ever since then until now. In between, it went 14 times platinum. It was the best-selling album in the U.S. and Canada in both 2011 and 2012. In its first 2 years on the Billboard 200, it never fell below number 35. It was just selling and selling and selling. Assuming it ever makes its way back to the charts, it's still a long way from a record.
So this was her last album, right?
No. Her last album was just last year, right?
What's that one called? 25?
25, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. But 21.
So this is the one prior. Wow.
I know. It just went off the charts for the first time since its release. So the record, the album with the most weeks in the top 200 is, you know this, 933 weeks in the top 200, Vin.
Dark Side of the Moon.
That is correct.
By Pink Floyd, Bob.
Ding, ding. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Today is Pearl Harbor Day.
It is?
76 yeah. years ago in 1941, the Japanese launched a surprise attack on the U.S. Pacific Fleet at Pearl Harbor, forcing the United States into World War II. And actually, it's a significant day in my life because John proposed on the 50th anniversary. So today was the day I got engaged in 1991.
Was there a reason? Was he a big?
He loves history. And he actually said,
You're serious.
I'm totally serious. Because how would I have known? You know, I know nothing. I was a kid. He's like, oh, I just thought it would be good to propose on such a momentous day. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Tragic
He goes,
day.
Sarah, it's the 50th anniversary of Pearl Harbor. I'm like, oh, well, that is heavy. Yeah.
All right. I have, this is a day for me because 33 years ago today, my brother was killed.
On Pearl Harbor Day?
On Pearl Harbor Day. I remember every single thing about that entire day. And I remember thinking, boy. I think I was watching TV in the morning and a documentary came on about Pearl Harbor. And I got up from the couch and I sat on the coffee table, got closer to the TV and I sat there and I like said a prayer for the people that were killed. And I said, thank God there's not a draft where my brothers could be killed in a war. Mm. And I remember thinking that. And then that happened that day. Oh my God.
Heavy.
Yeah. So that's how I remember Pearl Harbor.
Well, I'm sorry to have reminded you about it.
No, that's fine.
Here's funner things.
Please.
Okay. also on this day in history, 209 years ago, in 1808, James Madison, they call him the father of the Constitution, was elected the fourth president of the United States.
Oh.
They say he was a small, withered man. And they say here he was quite the swordsman. Are they alluding to his man area?
No.
You're saying he was actually a swordsman.
Sure.
All right. He was 5'4".
Swordsman.
5'4" tall, 100 pounds. People were shorter back then.
That's
but still,
tiny, though. That's
a very small man. 181 years ago in 1836, Martin Van Buren was elected the eighth president of the United States. He was the first president who was actually born a U.S. citizen.
Oh.
Everybody else, I guess, had either moved here or there was no America to be a citizen of. He was called the Little Magician because he was 5'6".
He also was on the smaller side.
He was. Meghan Markle. She is not just getting hostage training, which I found fascinating, like how to have micro expressions on your face. You can convey a message to the people who might be watching whatever tape. She's going to go through major royal training. Like there's a lot of stuff that she's got to learn. It's a crash course on being a royal, knowing the rules of curtsying to handling herself at state events. They even teach you how to have conversations. Which does seem like, you know, if there were rules to conversations, you'd be able to extract yourself or dig deeper. But I guess there's, you know, certain things you can and can't say. Mm-hmm. And
I wonder if prior to him proposing, he discussed with her.
He started the training long before, according to this story, that he knew she was the one and he began the training.
For her.
Mm-hmm.
She started it. She was doing it.
He started the training for her. Prince Harry.
Right.
The guy who's and he is, by the way, her main teacher in all this. But he knew long before he proposed that she was the one, and he began the training.
Oh.
Because, listen, there's a lot to learn, Ben.
Right. Well, no, I guess I just, it seems like you'd want to know before you said yes, just what marrying me would entail.
He tried to explain it out to her.
Talk long.
She has to. Just a few examples. She has to know the curtsy rules. She has to bend for the Queen, for Kate, for Beatrice, Eugenie. Those are the daughters of Sarah Ferguson. And I believe that they are they actual prince? Like she's never going to get a princess title, right? Like she's going to be a duchess.
Correct.
So she needs to know how to address dignitaries, the rules of royal fashion. She needs to know how to handle herself at state dinners. She has to learn royal etiquette at the table, how to hold conversations, and so on. A lot of silly little no-nos. She cannot do selfies anymore with by herself or with fans.
Oh.
That is a no-no. Diana, I guess, got in trouble early on. She wore a revealing black gown for an event with Princess Grace. In royaldom, all black outfits are funerals and mourning only. So when she wore a black dress, that was,
who died?
He started.
Don't they know that black is slimming in photos?
Right. Listen, I'm with you, man.
They don't know that?
Just wear something black and you're covered. Looks more formal than it is. Harry started giving Meghan royal homework months ago. And I guess, you know, look, she's got some time, but May 26th is apparently when they're going to get married. By the way, Ed Sheeran says, if they ask me, I'd be happy to play their first song, the first dance at the wedding.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
So he's putting that out there. Wonder if they'll ask him.
I bet they will.
I'm going to guess yes. If Ed Sheeran says he'll play your wedding, yeah, you say, okay. Sounds like a plan, Ed.
Will he be okay by then?
How are his arms?
You tell us.
I haven't heard anything. Yeah, I mean, I guess
your
just
friend
healing.
Partied with him just the other night.
Yeah, what did she say about him?
She didn't say, you know what? I'll text her. Yeah. She didn't say anything about his arms or whether. I would assume he's still in some kind of cast. Maybe they're hard casts and they're, oh, hold on. Is she texting me? Nope, it's my mom.
Oh, what's Ellie up to?
I don't know.
She just had a birthday.
Yeah, what'd she do for her birthday?
Oh, I didn't talk to her much yesterday.
What?
No, just. I think by the time you're in your 70s, you're like, another birthday. These are coming fast and furious. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I'll text Danielle and find out what, if anything, was the status of casts or whatever else Ed Sheeran must have had on over the weekend. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Oh, I've got a bunch of great stories, including a cookie story. I've got to clean up a mess I made about the wildfire and the freeway shutdown. It's 101, not 405, and I'll repeat that again during the news after these.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Gumps. Celebrate the joyfulness of the holidays. If it's from Gumps, they'll love it. Here's what's happening. So we'll begin with Al Franken is about to speak. Fellow Democrats have asked for his resignation, and he's going to address that in 7 minutes.
Okay.
So that'll be the latest info
7
on
minutes
that.
From now, huh?
Yeah.
I asked it, Sarah, off the air because it one of the things that happened as I was reading it. Oh, there it is. Democrat Senator Al Franken is resigning following the allegations. Uh-huh. It just came across my iPad as I was about to tell you guys.
Oh, yeah, I just put on CNN.
Right, it just happened, right?
Yeah.
So he said that he was going to speak with his family, and I thought, oh, is he a married guy?
Yeah.
And did we find out that he is?
Yeah, he's married. He's been married for quite some time.
Oh. All right. Well, there's that. So that's one of the updates for you. GE has announced it's cutting 12,000 jobs in an effort to save itself.
Mm.
GE, the mega corp. So that's not great news.
No.
Especially, you know, the timing of it all.
Right.
It being
Christmas and all.
Right. Okay, the California wildfire season continues, and earlier they kept saying in these reports I was getting that there was a piece of a freeway shut down in Southern California. It turns out it's US 101 between Ventura and Santa Barbara, where the flames have been jumping lanes. So that's the part of the freeway that's been shut. And this is it's some of California's most beautiful areas right there. So very unfortunate. There's nowhere we want to be on fire, but obviously bad news.
Well, right. I mean, there's nowhere we want to be on fire.
One of the things that I read is a bunch of celebrities have homes in the areas that are on fire, too. So many of these homes that are going up or close to it are big, giant mansions.
Yeah.
Right. Well, when you say that Bel Air's getting hit, I mean, that's what's in Bel Air. That's where all the, you know, isn't that what, didn't Kim and Kanye just finish their house in Bel Air?
Yeah.
Or is it Malibu?
No, I think it was
I think it is Bel Air. I think Bel Air is where the, or maybe that's just Beverly Hills, but the Playboy Mansion is right in that area. I mean, they're right next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
That is a ritzy-ass neighborhood. And those houses are historical pieces in and of themselves, because in a lot of them, you know, they've had this famous person living there, or when they go to sell those places, they say, oh yeah, you know, whoever, Marlon Brando once lived in this house.
Oh, sure. That's, for some people, that's a thing.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, I'm in the Marlon Brando home. Oh, would you like to come and see?
So one of the stories I had for you. Got it a couple, I don't know, 30 minutes ago.
All right.
Bitcoin has passed 16,000.
It was just 12,000 a minute ago. Why didn't we buy it when it was only at 12,000?
And then,
oh no,
I get one, a page handed to me just before we go on the air. Bitcoin passes 17,000.
Why didn't we buy it at 16,000?
Can you believe? Well,
a bunch of places are now saying that they're going to take it.
There's a frenzy. Well, you know what's funny? I was talking to our friend at Bananas at Large.
Shame.
And I'm like, I forget what we were even talking about, but he was like, oh yeah, I take PayPal, Bitcoin, you name it, any kind of payment. No chickens and goats, but right. You know, he'll take Bitcoin. And I was surprised. I thought, where do you sign up for Bitcoin?
It's going to get easier. Except that they're not going to be. Are they going to be able to split Bitcoin like a stock?
Oh, well.
I mean, people are only going to be able to buy tiny fractions of Bitcoins.
That's right. So, yeah, you use a fourth of a Bitcoin or a third of a Bitcoin. Right?
Or a 1/1,000,000th of a Bitcoin. I mean, at $17,000, like, you know, can you buy something for 10 bucks on that? What portion of that is it even?
Bitcoin is gained.
I just can't believe that somebody spent 10,000 Bitcoins on a pizza in 2010, and now those same, what did you say? Those same 10,000 coins are worth
100 million.
Oh, 100 million. The 11 million is what the Winklevoss twins invested a couple years ago, which is now worth $1 billion.
No, it was worth $1 billion 5 days ago.
Oh, now it's worth almost
even
twice
more.
That.
And you know what? I was yelling into the microphone when I first reported the Winklevi became the first Bitcoin billionaires. I was saying, oh, guys, sell. Sell. Now's the chance. Sell.
Thank God for them. They didn't. They're worth $2 billion now.
Bitcoin has gained more than 5,000 in just the past 2 days.
Oh my God, it's so good to be the Winklevi.
Is it?
Isn't it?
Well.
So they lost out on Facebook. Boo effing who. They've got their $1 billion.
Well, all right. I'll give you that. You run into them at those parties you go to, Hooman?
No.
Oh, you've never met either of the Winklevoss brothers?
They don't live in the Bay Area, do they?
I don't know. I just
assumed they did.
I don't know. I don't want to say unkind things, but in the pictures, I'm like, you too.
Say the unkind thing.
No, they just, I mean, there's one guy's.
You're not good looking enough to deserve that money.
No, it's just the way some people put themselves together. You just go, wow.
Are they like V-neck sweater dudes with the, yeah.
With the sweater tied
yeah.
around.
They got one sweater on and one tied around. And they're neatly pressed trousers.
Yeah.
And fine haircuts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know right. Who you're talking about.
But good for them.
Yes. Oh, my God. So I feel nothing but charity toward them. They're wonderful. Oh, God. We all want to be rich people, but we all hate the ones that are rich. I guess when you've got all that money, you can insulate yourself from the rest of us, the rabble.
Oh. I don't usually. I don't hold people's success against them at all, but I did look at the picture and went, come on, a V-neck T-shirt and a V-neck sweater, cardigan sweater. What is that?
That's a look. That's a V for Winklevoss,
well,
Vinny.
I think that's what that is.
That's a double V for Winklevoss.
You walked into Barney's or Neiman and just said, give me all the most expensive in fashion stuff.
Just trust me. I'm going to stand here with my eyes closed right. And I'm not even going to look before I walk out. Cut the tags.
Whatever.
I'll be using Bitcoin.
Is that the most expensive thing you have?
Yeah. This
I'll
feels like second most expensive.
Right.
I don't know.
How about a fast track?
All right.
Speaking
fast,
of money,
fast, 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 fast.
Alec Guinness didn't like being in Star Wars.
Oh yeah.
So he suggested to George Lucas that he should kill off Obi-Wan Kenobi, the character, to get him out of it. But he also made a fortune from the movies. Oh,
well,
you
sure.
Nod yes. Why are you nodding yes?
He's one of the key characters.
No, that's not why.
Oh, why?
Because in his contract, he'd negotiated to get 2.25% of Lucas's royalties.
What? That is a pretty effing good contract. And they must have really wanted him in particular for Obi-Wan, because who could get that?
And I know
of
that
Lucas's royalties.
Whenever we've talked about this, people go, Alec Guinness is one of the world's best actors. Not everybody knows that.
Yeah.
I certainly didn't.
Well, what else has he been in? Like, I thought he was a stage guy.
He was.
Right.
And he hated that every time somebody came up to him, they'd talk to him only about Obi-Wan Kenobi. He hated talking about it. When he died, it was said he was worth $100 million.
Oh, that is lovely. I mean, it's not Winklevoss money, but it's
he was
good.
Born in 1914.
Oh, boy.
Can you believe that?
I can't.
Who even knew there was a world in 1914? He died at 86 of liver cancer.
Oh.
In 2000.
All right.
That's it.
Thank you.
A new survey found 60% of us plan to give someone a gadget for Christmas this year. Be careful with your older relatives, the story says, because you know you'll be their tech support. 90% of millennials in the survey said they've had to help their family members with the tech gifts.
Well, that's, you know, it's the gift that keeps on giving. They get more and more of your time.
Consider that your rent. You do live in their house without paying rent. Right. I mean, the least you can do is somehow back them out of the mess they've made of their computer.
Hotline.
Or whatever. 50% said they spent more than an hour helping an older relative with a tech gift. Yeah, I mean, that's computers are the ones where someone downloads something they shouldn't have or...
Right. And in
phones don't seem to be that bad, do they?
They don't seem as bad. You know, the thing about the tech gift and the older people, it's not even the gifts that are given. It's, you know, I've seen my husband go, I gotta call your dad. He needs me to... It's being good. You got to pretend you're no good at IT if you don't want to be... that person, because if someone finds out or you help them one time, now you're their, you know,
go-to.
Right, geek squad.
Yeah.
Like you're the guy that they call and you can't, you know, you got to sit there and talk them through it or go over there and help them.
It's that time again where you help me
right
get with it, fix all my stuff.
Right. I mean, at least send me some chocolates or something for all the help.
I meant to do this one earlier because it's one of those bigger stories of the day, and there were a lot of them today between the fires and Al Franken and the GE job cuts and on. But one of the things that happened yesterday, late I think it was, is our president, Donald Trump, recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital.
That's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
And the S storm has begun.
Yeah. So protests will be the very least of the reactions to this. Mm. Obviously, the Palestinian people are like, but we're not done trying to claim that as our capital. So it's going to be, while we don't, you know, necessarily experience the fallout directly, they're planning to move our embassy there right away. As soon as possible.
I'm sure the ambassador's thrilled.
And I guess from what I heard, they already have a location there.
They do.
They just have to basically rename it.
Mm-hmm.
This is where the embassy will be. And then they have to move.
So there's a building.
Yeah. Well, is there a building?
Yes.
Okay.
But that is where all the government stuff happens. You know, Tel Aviv was just where we set up because it seemed safer.
Yeah, Tel Aviv is the other location where we're at, and there's just going to be basically a switching of homes.
Mm.
The people who are in Jerusalem will move to Tel Aviv and vice versa. So that news was sort of like, oh, is that a big deal? And as I read about it, I went, yeesh.
Yeah, and the world holds its breath.
Is going to be problematic.
Yeah,
Hezbollah. If you have any, they've already said, hi. Our text number is, we're going to get in on this, is what they were saying. Mm. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Oh, this is about, have you seen Cindy Crawford's son?
No.
Yeah, he's super
apparently
cute.
He's super handsome,
he's
too.
He's a model also. Right? His name is Presley.
Is he older than Kaya?
He's 18.
Okay. By the way, our friend Rudy just showed up.
Yeah,
so
he did.
That reminds me, the movie's reviews are happening very soon.
Can you see him?
I can see him. Okay. I mean, maybe that's not a great picture of him.
Oh, are you kidding?
Yeah, he's like,
I think he's got a whole
handsome boy.
James
sure.
Dean
oh, no,
thing
he's
going
not bad
there.
Looking, but I don't see him as being, you know, I find the girl to be wildly attractive. And he's like, you know,
he's all right.
Kind of
right.
Like a doofy young Rod Stewart or something.
He's cute.
Nothing again. I mean, sure. I'm sure he's great looking.
And by the way, young Rod Stewart was the best Rod Stewart.
Yep. The young version is often the best one, Vin.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm finding that out, man, until I get older.
Well, he still sounds good. I really love
him. Who, Rod Stewart?
Yeah, I really like him.
But no one wants to hear him do the standards. You want to hear him do the blues with that gravel voice.
Yeah.
That's true. Let's see here. Chip and Joanna have merch at Target, Bed Bath & Beyond, along with their own stuff, which is higher end. Mm. 206 says, as a mother of a daughter with anorexia, I can tell you that looking at the pictures of Cindy Crawford's daughter, I don't believe there's any way that girl does not have an eating disorder. Mm. She is about the weight my daughter was when she was hospitalized. It breaks my heart.
Well, look, we can't, you know, I'm not going to declaratively say that, but I'll tell you, the girl's skinny.
Very.
Yeah. Oh, yes. All right, I'll come
but
back.
Juliana, who's the girl? Juliana Rancic. She gets so bummed out when because she's super skinny, yeah. Always has been, and she gets really bummed because mm-hmm. she's like, I don't have an eating disorder, and I try to put on weight and mm-hmm. can't do it. She's one of those rare people, so I don't like to, because I feel bad for her, too. Like, nobody sure. wants to hear these things said about them.
Well, I mean, she's on TV.
Yeah.
You'd think
yeah.
she'd pick up a weight, you know, a paperweight, anything.
Anything. Start small.
Get a stapler. Curl that thing for a minute.
Right.
I mean, anything in the area, just pick it up and work on that for a minute.
All right, we'll take a break. We've got Disneyland tickets. We'll do a few more texts, and then we've got our movies reviews coming up.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.